Hello, everybody. This is Lena. I am the singer for the band Infected Rain.
Lena, first of all, congrats on the release of the album.
Thank you.
The response is really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been released last month. Yeah. Now you're in the middle of the tour.
Correct.
How are you feeling, first of all?
Feeling great, actually. I can't believe it's been already half of the tour. We are in Vienna today, and time is flying when you're having fun. This tour is nothing but fun, nothing but pleasant and positive, really. Could be maybe one of our best tours when it comes to how comfortable we feel on tour because of the absolutely amazing bands we are on tour with, their crew, and themselves. You know, everybody's very friendly, very humble, very responsive and helpful, and it's such a big difference when, you know.
Did you know the guys before, the previous bands? Actually, I mean, the bands that you tour with, which are Amaranth and Dragon Force, right?
Actually, I never met anybody from Dragon Force. However, I met the guitar player and the singer Elise from Amaranth before. With Olaf, we met in 2019. Him and his wife were always super, super sweet and super nice to our band, always. And Elise was very positive and friendly when we shared a stage on a festival in Germany a few years ago. So I only had good expectations. I heard a lot of good feedback for both bands. So.
And you also were supposed to tour a long time ago,
correct,
but it didn't happen because of COVID, probably,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Actually, you're very right. You did your homework. Not many people know that. But in reality, Infected Rain was supposed to tour with Amaranth sometimes in 2020. And unfortunately, we all know what happened that year. The whole world paused for a second. And we had to postpone a couple of times. And we thought the tour is going to happen. But then we had other offers and we had to go with it. And they went with other bands. They went with our friends, Butcher Babies. And I'm so, so happy that actually the management stuck with the initial idea and they still wanted us on tour and came out with a new offer again.
Kept their word in a way, especially in the music industry. I mean, show business, let's say like this.
Yeah.
You know about show business. You've been in the industry for a long time. A little bit, yes, of course. But I've known your band for a long time, since maybe second album, something
like
this, following your progress. And that's why I wanted to do this interview, because, I mean, it's hard work, a lot of hard work to go into it. And there was a chance to interview you. That's why I'm here.
Thank you. Thank you for grabbing the chance, because it's more tricky and more difficult to have these moments on tour. But I'm glad this worked out.
Yeah. Everybody asks you already all kinds of questions regarding the album, right? Mm-hmm. And regarding the stuff. So I will not ask directly about the album, but I want to ask about your experience regarding the album. Like, each album is a certain recording in time of your life experience, right?
Right.
Have you learned anything have you noticed like what kind of change was in the past of albums? We're talking about albums, so it's like a recording. Yeah. Have you noticed that something changed, maybe how you've grown as a person? Do you listen to your previous albums?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I actually do. I'm a big fan of Infected Rain. It's not a big secret. I say that all the time with pride, because I think it is very important for musicians to feel connected to their music. And I don't know if everybody does, but it is a big point for me and a very important point for me. So I try to have that constantly. Now, the reason I say that is because I like to listen to older songs or newer songs in order to hear certain evolution of my vocals. I never studied music before I joined Infected Rain. I never even thought I'm going to be a musician. So all the studies I've done and all the practice I've done was while I was already in the band. So certain things we notice right away and we work on. Certain things we don't notice because we don't see ourselves from outside perspective. So I want to say big, big thank you for two very important vocal teachers that were in my life. The first one was a teacher from the University of Music in Moldova, in the capital where I where we formed the band and I was born. Her name is Tatiana Robertovna. She gave me a lot of knowledge. She taught me the basics because I had zero knowledge. When I went to her, I told her immediately that I really need to start from scratch. And I am very grateful that she had the patience and the time for that, because it's more difficult to teach an adult than a child, right? Then later on, I tried to learn certain things by myself, because obviously there was no way for me to learn, you know, extreme type of vocalizing. And I slowly started, you know, listening to more music and experimenting with my voice. But it wasn't until 2013 when I met Melissa Cross, the vocal teacher that is very well known in the metal industry and not only. It was my dream to have a lesson with her, because I already knew her because of her DVDs and other musicians in the metal industry that would constantly mention her. And I really, really wanted to try and have a lesson. I got very lucky. I was in New York City in 2013, and I got lucky to have a spot with her. And since then, we are very close. She's not only my vocal teacher, she's my mentor. I think it's very important to have a person like that in your life, especially in this type of career we choose. A person that not only supports you, but also helps you embrace yourself and helps you accept who you are and how you sound. Because that is, in my opinion, that was my most difficult thing that I had to learn, is like accepting the sounds that come out of my mouth. Because often you're like, oh, is this me? Like, I don't know. In my head, it sounds better. You know, like often I had this kind of like thoughts, and Melissa was the one that helped me just fall in love with my own vocals and feel free with my own vocals. And I'm very grateful and very, very lucky that I have a person like this in my life. So the reason I'm mentioning my vocal teachers is because I think it's very, very important to continue learning, continue growing. From album to album, I feel like my voice is changing. From album to album, I feel how confidence is coming in, and how I'm embracing certain themes that I was so afraid of before, certain taboo situation and certain things that I wasn't quite comfortable talking about, you know, like family issues or certain pains that I was not ready. But then eventually I accepted that about my life, my past, my present, and I just started introducing that in the lyrics more and more and more. And that's how we are where we are now with Time, with such an emotional album like Time. I definitely want to thank Melissa, because especially last year, she helped me a lot because I was recovering from a surgery. And I feel like she did a fantastic job in helping me recovering, first of all, faster. And secondly, I feel like, I don't know, it could be just a mental thing, but I feel like I have a more power in my voice after that surgery. And it is thanks to her, thanks to the lessons, thanks to the tricks, thanks to the exercises, and thanks to the absolutely important words of encouragement that I received from her. So that's, you know, when it comes to vocals, what I can tell you.
It sounds like she's more than a vocal teacher. You're a spiritual friend, let's say like this. I don't want to say mastering, a friend.
Yes. I like the word mentor, because I feel like everybody sooner or later finds one. It can be your parent. It can be a friend. It can be a teacher. It can be your significant other. It can be anybody in life. Sometimes you find it in early ages. Sometimes you find it later on when you're an adult. And honestly, there's no one else on this planet that I can call a mentor besides her in my life. So she deserves that title for me in my heart, for sure.
Shout out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So you mentioned that you, all your songs, everything that you do is really personal and emotional, right? How do you find a border where you can say, where like not to cross, how much of your soul can you put out in the world? Because
I used to. Yeah. I definitely used to. I used to be a little bit more shy about certain things, and I would think that, okay, maybe I will just keep this pain for myself. But eventually I realized that we are all so similar, and we all are often going through the same situations in life, same ups and downs. And talking about these things, opening up about these things, started helping me so much on a mental level. And I can see how much feedback I'm having back, because it helps my, you know, my vocals, my lyrics, and the music I do with Infected Rain especially speaks volumes for our listeners, because they can relate to these emotional moments that I'm mentioning in the songs. So that's when I decided, I believe it was, it was a process. It wasn't like, okay, one day I decided and that's that. I will, maybe the past three albums, including Time, are the most emotional ones, where I open up the most and I feel like I'm giving everything, if that makes sense.
Do you find it easier to express yourself when you're open? I mean, you said like in the last three albums.
Yeah.
Do you think it's getting easier for you?
Yes, absolutely. It's getting easier and easier with each song, actually, not just with each album. The reason that is getting easier, it's actually because Infected Rain's music is my own therapy. It is helping me so much. All these issues and situations that I'm mentioning often in the songs, they are painful. So painful that often people try to close it behind a closed door and try to forget about it. Instead, I decided not to forget about it. I decided to learn how to live with it. And music helps me a lot for that. Like a lot, a lot. I feel like it is, and I know, you know, like I say it sometimes, maybe it sounds a little bit selfish, but I do it for my own mental health.
It's not selfish, because I interview musicians, right? And not only musicians, artists. Mm-hmm. And it takes of different levels and different levels of success. And what I found that you should embrace who you are, what you do, what you want to express. If you're going to fight it, it will not work. It will backfire.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is right, I would say.
I feel that too, especially, you know, the more time passes, I feel how much easier I speak about certain traumas from the past or certain things from the past. You know, even my own mom, I will never forget when we released Orphan Soul, which was a song that I wrote lyrics long ago, but I was not ready to put out there for these specific reasons. And then finally I was ready to put it out there and maybe, you know, have a song about it or with it. And I remember my mom, she told me this one thing. She said, "Baby, why are you still dwelling on the past?" She told me, "Just close that door. It's gonna be easier." But my mom is a different generation of people. Unfortunately, she lived through USSR, where that was the cliche thing to do, you know, keep everything behind closed doors, nothing outside, don't show emotion, don't be different. So I love my mother very much. And I'm very sorry that she lived in a time where she couldn't express herself enough. I'm getting emotional right now.
So it's a safe space.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just, I find it easier to bring it out. And music is my best vehicle for this. So
it's how you can, it's yeah. The best way how you can express your emotions and who you are. So some people, I mean, does it actually, you know, like, because you write your personal stuff in the songs, right? Does it matter how people interpret it? Because sometimes they do it in a different way, correct. You know?
Yeah, I've got often a situation where people misunderstood my lyrics. For example, even with Orphan Soul, they thought that I am an orphan, which it was just a metaphor that I used. I'm not an orphan. Both my parents are alive, or at least I think my father is alive. I didn't hear from him for a while. it was about a specific time in my life where I lived without both of my parents. I actually risked to be in an orphanage at that time as well. But it is more about family issues and how children often, even though they have their parents are there, they feel so lonely and misunderstood or just not seen, you know? Or for example, often with other songs, you know, people misinterpret, but that's okay. It is okay because I want everybody to find their own meaning. And it's fine if it's different than the one that I actually put into it. It's totally fine. It's like poems. I remember in school when we used to, do literature. And I was always fascinated by poems all the time. I was like, how do people do it? It's so interesting for me. That's why I actually started practicing when I was 14. I started writing poems. And with my best friend, we were the only ones like reading them. That's it. And I remember teacher always asking, what do you think this poem is about? And everybody had such different ideas. And that's actually cool. I think that's really cool.
And it would be really boring if there was just one answer to it.
Yeah.
As a music lover, as a poetry lover.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. To me, it's more like, okay, like a painting. You know, there can be a painting of a specific object, or there can be a painting of so many other objects that are not really in your head. They're like, oh, this composition is weird, but it made sense for the artist. So let me try and make my own sense out of it. So it's fun. It's a fun game to do.
Are you, you're in the middle of the tour. Are you right? I mean, I know that your work ethics, that you need to compose all the time and write and write lyrics. Are you working on something at the moment, even though the album just came out?
Yeah.
And you're like, and you're promoting
the
album. But
I started working a little bit on a featuring that I can't tell yet, because I don't know when exactly it will come out. And if it will actually come out, we are trying our best. It's with a different band.
I might know who it is, but I will not ask because you can't answer it.
Oh, well, you can ask me after if you want.
After the interview, yeah, yes, yeah. Maybe.
I think it's a great idea. It's something I haven't done quite yet.
Okay, then I don't know.
Yeah. So it's just a featuring. I've never worked with these musicians before. But I feel some sort of connection with this specific band and this specific musicians. And I think we are going to come out with something really nice. Not all the featurings that I've started or we've started actually see the light of the day. Often it's the fault is not of the band or of the fact that the song was not good enough. It's often many other people are involved and then it's not the right time anymore. So it happens. Things like that happen. Right now, I am focusing on this specific featuring. Hopefully, as soon as the tour is over, I will actually start recording it. But I don't think I have a specific work ethic. I just have this habit, and I had this habit even before I joined the band. I really like to put my ideas down. I put them down all the time. Sometimes I go weeks without writing anything. Sometimes I go days in a row writing ideas, putting them down. Many things can inspire me. Sometimes, you know, even a conversation with an interviewer can inspire me, or like a book I read or a movie I watch or a person I see, something on tour, something at home. Literally everything can give me that sparkle where it's like, oh shit, this is a cool word. I want to write it down and then use it somehow. You know, sometimes I don't know, I'm passionate about words and work, you know, playing with words, so.
Yeah, you get inspired by many things, I know that. well, Lena, I don't want to bother you too much. So the plan is to finish the tour, have the featuring, write more stuff, right?
Absolutely, always.
Yes, I wish you a nice rest of the tour and
thank
a nice
you,
release.
Thank you.
And what song of Infected Rain should I put at the end of the interview? A good introduction to your band.
The answer is you.
The obvious truth of those there in the depth of human despair.